tulina essuubi,
we have hope,
emmere gye tulya,
that the food we eat,
etusiza ddala kulamu
obutaggwaawo,
naye ani yatukolera ekyo?
But who made for us that?
Kama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
essuula ey'okubiri, bakulisa ekyokubiri essuula ey'okutaano,
1 Corinthians chapter 5,
Mukama waffe Yesu.
When Jesus was reconciling us with the Father,
yes,
praise
Jesus.
Our names were written in the book of life. Now we are children. We are ministered to by the angels. On 28th, God had promised us before that the angels of counsel, they will come on 28th February, and on that day we welcomed them,
we
honored their coming,
we
proved to them that we knew they were coming, and we told them,
we
introduced to them our needs that we had. They knew everything we needed even before we told them, because they have the plan. But we proved to them that we know their work. They came and do their work. As we are studying, others moved out after the service. They met the angels of counsel.
There's
one who had a need of
2 million.
He reached out, they had paid it already.
And
also just left this place. They told me, come and work on Monday. Praise Jesus. Many people, though they've not come out,
yet,
they say like this, I don't want to go glorify
someone
but
to required
of us to honor God. That doesn't stop
us from coming.
This fight for God. Because we are first taught of the Spirit. That Pastor Dan.
What do I make a woman?
He never came.
He
said, I don't want to speak about things of the
flesh.
But all of them is God who enabled us. We can't do them without Him. Tell us about your studies as you finished. How they
were.
Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. I thank God.
He
gives me answers in my exams where I study from. According to Matthew 6, I first seek for the kingdom and he adds to me the rest. I thank God because the first semester
I'd
led the class, I was the first. Those who study to be doctors, but not by power, neither by might, but by the Holy Spirit. And even last term, I also finished when I was the second. But I don't sleep with my feet in the
basement.
But to be here studying things of the kingdom, I give glory and honor to God. Praise the Lord. Those I know, I will bring you out of
course,
because the angels be there to help us.
We
also want to show them, testify of them before the people. Praise the Lord. Now you're going to clap your hands as we thank the Father,
this
for giving us the Holy Spirit, as we thank the Word of God,
for
the angels to come.
Glorify your Father.
Glorify your Son.
Glorify in the Son, glorify you the Holy Spirit, thank you the Spirit of God for the ends of the
earth.
You
want
to let you come to work together with us. They are not alone, but with the creation they also came.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The chicken
will not let to be sacrificed
in full knowledge.
If you are in full knowledge,
and if a wizard sacrifices
God, when you are looking at it,
God knows
that you are a child of God.
Do
not believe that.
And
God bless you.
Because that's
the word of God.
Okay,
a personal hope witness.
And
Pastor Sam Bosa. May God bless you.
Just welcome
the word of God
in
the heart
of
God. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Praise Jesus. So my brethren, how have you been children of God? Then how is your lives? Remind your brethren as we greet them. Tell them our home is in heaven. Then here we are strangers. But our brethren, the angels, those who come from heaven, they come to serve us again. They are led by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's get me more than conquerors in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We love you all. Thank you for coming. All the newcomers in the physical eyes and the spiritual eyes, we have ever been above the heavens, like in Psalms
90.
And we know you more than your imagination. That's why we show you the truthful love. And we don't take you as a mere new person.
But
we take you like an old person we have been with before, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Even you say you've come to visit us, we say you've not come to visit us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
say we are to be with you if you decide to believe.
But
still in heaven, we have to be there together. Praise Jesus. Thank you for coming. All of you, thank you. Clap for your hands. For your first year in the rain, and you've made it here. Many colleagues do not come. You see those empty seats there. The rain has hindered them. But we, God, has made it able for us. And we've made it here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We give him back the glory and the honor. He has made us rich.
But
we don't miss the word again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on in the journey of heaven. We have a very little time. We want to move on the journey of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, we started these things.
Anytime
they're going to take you and launch on that journey, I think you've heard Pastor Moses. You move out to prepare another work out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even many others will come. And what
to
do is to prepare when you still have time.
But
all that, the glory is of the Lord Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit and all the good things He does for us. Let's go in the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. Who doesn't know that that's your journey?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, he said, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall go back with nothing. We brought nothing, and we shall go back with nothing. The importance in that word, came from somewhere. Philippians 3:20 tells us that our home is really in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
the way we came here, we are meant to get back home. We are strangers of this world. Like it explains in 1 Peter chapter 1, from verses 1 to 5. And
it
says we are strangers on this world. But within all, we shall request you to kiss the Son.
A
respect the Son, the Lord Jesus, that you don't get lost on the way. Because he warns us in Psalms 2, from verses 10 to 12, that let's kiss the Son, that we don't get lost on this way. While we are on this way to get home in heaven, and we came from there, the only one helping us is Jesus to get there. The Father told us in Jeremiah 22, verses 10, do not cry for the one who dies, neither the one who goes, but weep for they have not made it home in their home country. Many of our brethren who have passed under the sun, but they never made it back home. Because of the enemy, the devil, he is our enemy even today. Bible says in Isaiah 14, verses 17, that devil does not let captives go back to their home country. Many of the people have been captured under the sun. You know, they can't remember that heaven is their home. The world is where they are meant to be. The truth, we strangers on this world, we are just brought right here. We are put in our mother's womb. We are given a body to get out. But the secrets where we come from, they are disappeared from us. Even in church, they are not been appearing much. And heaven is like a promise. But I want to prove to you, heaven is not a promise. Heaven is your home.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
It's
not a promise. Heaven is our real home.
No, we pray in heaven.
We the children, what are we doing in this world?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But God is faithful.
He
took me to bring a book of remembrance. It's Malachi 3, 13-18.
The
book of remembrance was written. God moved me to the journey of heaven. I can remind you that it's your journey yourself. And it's a journey moved through the Bible. To prove the Holy Scriptures and the truth of them.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
We
moved to this journey of heaven. We already moved from the planet
out.
We passed through.
And
we saw other 9 planets. Just as you see them in this image,
when
you saw the kingdom of the stars, where the sun and the moon in the firmament of the heaven,
and
we even saw of hell. Hell, which is found in the kingdom of the stars. We saw the circular appearance of the heaven, and we passed through the northern door. And we entered the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We've studied much on this city, and right now we
started
the 7 groups of angels.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. We start the 7 groups of angels, their works and their lifestyle. Today we had to see the 4th group. This is the major heading. This day we are going to cover the 4th group of the angels, which is led by Angel Abaddon, the angel of the chains. They work under the spirit of power. They are our servants.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. We see the 4th group of angels, those led by Angel Abaddon, the angel of the chains. They work under the spirit of power. They are servants of the children of God. That's the heading we're going to be seeing. The 4th group of angels, led by Angel Abaddon, the angels of the chains, those working under the spirit of power, to serve the children of God in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You heard. That we can't enter a strong man's house and we spoil his work except if it's first caught and bound.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Many seasons we could not know how we can fight and how we can bind evil spirits and we serve with who on that issue.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this day you're going to understand the angels of power, the angels of the chains in the fourth group to bind evil spirits. Many times, because your heart cannot see this image, perhaps
you can
look at the lampstand marked number 4. You come close after service. The angels of death and hell, angels of the chains,
yes,
praise Jesus.
I
request to get the other lampstand that we can see that angel. You pass. Okay.
Sorry. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we see the group of angels, the fourth group.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's begin with Matthew
12
from verses 9.
Matthew 12,
let's start from 29. Matthew 12, let's start from 29. Matthew 12 from verse 29.
Oba omuntu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nju ey'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'anyaga ebintu bye wabula ng'asose kusiba ow'amaanyi oli.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes.
This world, we still long here.
It's
been in the hands of the devil for a long time. And he's done his works much in the world, like you see it. But remember, we are there to spoil those works. But it is said, we can't spoil them except he's first been cut and bound with his demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, we cannot bind them with our hands. When you study the first group of angels,
he's
going to study the angels of power who work under the spirit of power,
who have
chains to bind the demons. You're going to send the armies of these angels fight with those who have been fighting you. Then you will bind them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. We heard in Matthew 18 verses 18,
and
he gave us authority to bind or to lose, but we didn't first realize
this
authority to bind, where is it? That gives which loses or binds, who holds it? But they gave him the angel of the bottomless pit, and he was committed the work to serve us.
Angel
in the fourth group, angels of the chains.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's read
Matthew 18:18. We are going to study this fourth group of the angels. Angels led by Angel Abaddon. Angels of the chains. Working under the spirit of power to serve the children of God. Matthew 18 verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululwa mu ggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we are still the first group of angels, the angel Michael, those are there to break the chains. When we say that lose, they lose. You trap, they trap. But the fourth group of angels,
amakuru g'ekigambo kyemusiba ku nsi n'amaguru kisibibwe kwe kutegeeza nti gwe walagira bamalayika ne bakola emizimu bagisibira mu ggulu kyetusiba ku nsi mu ggulu kisibibwe bakisibira mu ggulu bakuma bamalayika abavunaanyizibwa ku mulimu ogwo ne basibira mu bunnya obutakoma ankubulire owooluganda tetusobola kuyingira mu nyumba ey'owamaani ne tuyonoona emirimu gye okujjaku nga tususinduka ata netusseba era obuyinza obwo bwatuweebwa ekisumuluzo ekyo ekisiba It was given us. But the truth is this. It's not direct that it's there. We were given angels who were given that key. Are we together? You're not going to hear. I will give you the key. Whatever shall you bind on earth and to lose your laws, we thought had been given us direct. Let me show you who was given the key to bind specifically. And we gave to you as a child of God to command him in the name of Jesus that will work. Revelations 9. I'm introduction. To see the fourth group of angels. Why are we going to cover them? Revelations 9 from verse
1.
Revelations 9 from verse 1.
Malaika w'okutaano n'afuuwa. N'endaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi.
The fifth angel sounded the trumpet. You may speak that in the words lose meaning. You correct that word in your Luganda Bible. Revelations 9 from verse
1. Nendaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo eky'obunnya obutakoma.
He given a what? This is not a star, this is an angel. Because when an angel flies and is coming, you may see like a torch flying and passing. The flash of a torch. Even the mystery of the star, it's to mean the angel.
But
they say he was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The angel of the chains. Now listen. We heard Peter was given the keys to loose and bound.
Or
we were given authority. But when they are criteria
involved,
we were put at the commanding post.
So
we are standing to command them and things to be done in the name of Jesus. But the Lord told us, if you had faith, you would have commanded this mountain to shift to another place.
Abaddon
lifts a mountain. It's the angel of the chains. Some of the power works in them. Those which work in them. They went in Samson.
And
went to tie 300 folks.
And lifted the
seated gates. And he pulled down a building. Angels and the spirit of power. We speak of extreme power.
Command
the mountain shifted to another location.
We speak of angels and the spirit of power in seven spirits of God. These angels have the keys of the bottomless pits.
And
they can open and throw someone there and they lock it. Now imagine
our
warfares have been fighting them.
Abide
in the desert. The desert is not the rightful place to bind
demons.
And it's not you binding the demon. You command the one to do that to bind.
Are
together? Handling the world wrongly.
Demons
have always been in church and they're in church. In the desert is their prison.
I bind
in the desert.
We have
to bind them in deserts.
Because
the key he has is of the bottomless pits. That's where we bind the demons from. In the bottomless pits. Demon saw Jesus one day moving.
And
I told him, as he was still far, you son of God, you come to throw us in the pits of hell before our time. Do they even have the time? They fear the bottomless pits. If they start to send them, they don't fear there. They know the command of the Lord, the Bible says. You send the desert and it comes back after. They don't fear to be sent in the desert.
Because
they know they will be coming back. We are going in the morning. They have come back.
Therefore,
do not familiarize us here. Every time church is chasing demons, and they have a scripture they're basing it. The Lord saying,
they
are no more calling him their Lord. That your Lord
said,
when you send us in the desert,
there's
nothing to eat, we come back.
Now we know she will not know
you get foolish, you send them there. They say you come back.
And
they make you foolish, you send them in the desert. You close them. You know they will escape from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
With
the keys of the bottomless pit. They walk in the fourth group.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We have
to see their number ahead there. But there are 200 billion of them. And they are not like the ones in the first three groups. The others are in 25 trillion.
Because
these ones are mighty. Just 200 billion of them. But church,
we
beat your walls physically. You are struggling to walk because of the walls you hold, physical. Beating you, do yourself, and you remain locked like that.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Now this angel of the bottomless pit, they walk in the fourth group. They have the keys of the
bottomless.
They even have chains. You have the
keys
to bind. You have the chains to bind. Send the angel of Adon.
Send
the
angel.
Hunt them to bind them. Take them the bottomless pit. You bind them on a pole. Lying that you are in faith.
Come from
hearing the word of God.
Romans 10:17.
Told you bind the demon on the pole.
Tell me. Most people say, I don't know what you speak yourself.
That
man speaks against so much. Our things we are used to them many years. He spent years not clothing, but it's not right. We leave them, they have spent years in that life. Take it from the church. Which are perfected well now. Revelations
20,
the angel of the bottomless pit and the chains. It's the fourth group. We still give an introduction. Why
do
you have to know them? Why do we study them? In the journey of heaven, all these words we are taught through it and we are seen in it. Revelations 20, verse 1.
Nendaba malaika ngaka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe.
They have chains to bind the devils.
Alina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma.
The keys of the pits of hell.
Ate n'olujegere.
Even a chain.
Ate n'otaliyo.
It is not one.
Akulembera mu bbi.
He leads 200 billion of his colleagues. Your warfare, you've been fighting how?
In
my God. The war is not being easy at all. But your fault. But it's been wind. Threatening the devil conned you. And he gave you a gun which is of a wood. And he proved you go into a war with it.
No,
bullets are coming out. You shot. For where we recently
charged,
you are in spiritual warfare than that. Almost the devil has been making church fall mad. The demon the next day you see that again.
Why
will this repeat? This time, they find you. You bomb it with faith. They are in the thicket. Spiritual warfare.
But
ignorance has troubled the church. Many of the people have madness that no one knows. The devil is troubling them. If they know the truth like
my sister,
they can run quick.
And they test them ever since they conned them.
Yes, we have praised Jesus. The truth is like that. Revealed many real things.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
They
told us this angel, he has the keys of the abyss to bind the demons. He bound most of the angels, those they chased from heaven, those who remained. Authority was committed to the church.
It's
us commanding the others to bind the angels of the church. See how we change the things.
And
the angels get aside
and
allow ourselves to bind. And they left the word to us. These moms, what they have done to church.
They
reach the time God sits in the church. And they are the ones prophesying.
Chase
them when they are queuing.
Each
one is waiting for his turn.
Go.
Even this one is coming, it's time.
Waiting
for their turn. They
are
familiar. This time they have faced the problem.
They are
not going to familiarize angel Abaddon is the work. They know them and fear them. When you speak of them, they run. You've called them in a dream. And they come in your dreams. You were struggled by demons.
It's
going to fill your
heart.
Angel Abaddon.
Abaddon.
It will run away from you. Many of you
were like,
you sleep free in the night. What demon can't trouble you anymore? But sometimes before you used to beat wings, the people get to say, you beat, waste your time. But the seasons of them are
coming.
Which is mighty. And the armies of angels
involved
in the name of Jesus. Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verses 2.
N'akwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda, ye muli olyomi era sitaani. N'agusibira emyaka lukumi.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. The mystery of that we shall know eat. The
abounding
yards is great mystery.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
But
the reality is like this. That angel has the keys of the bottomless pit. That we call power.
Omoyo wa aman.
The spirit of power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Walk
under the spirit of power.
On
the seven spirits of God. Remember the Holy Spirit.
It
is made by the seven spirits. They are the seven eyes of God.
And
these groups of angels too are seven.
Each
specific group is in one spirit. To serve the children of God. And let me tell you, brethren, the moment we are in, our Lord Jesus,
he
brings the glory of the latter church.
It's
reality and it's not rumors. It's not just boost nobody.
We
would have spoken of revival.
But
revival is the New Testament.
We came
to revive the Old Testament. Now we don't speak of revival like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to see it working.
malaika ono,
this angel
akulira bana,
who is the
Abaddon,
he who leads these ones, his rightful name is called Abaddon.
Abantu abashinga,
many people,
abawandisha obutabo obufu,
those who have written false books,
bagamba nti Abaddon ye Satan.
They say that Abaddon is the name of the devil.
Chukate nga Yesu basi.
He's the one who bound the devil.
Izonkwe.
Those are schemes.
Abasoma kuzia Satan.
Those stand in the schemes of the devil with us.
Unafuruku.
On the Tuesday.
Unafuruku.
And the Wednesday.
Sa waziba kumichitungu.
4:30. You understand that?
Now about that missing, about
those who missed, we welcome you. Many books were printed.
Abaddon
is the devil, yet he's the one who bound the devil.
God
was total falsehood.
Sitani yamanya mpita. Never get ever take care of Abaddon.
Abaddon is the one who bound the devil. Jezebel will be bound. For he is the one in the throne of the devil. There are fallen angels who remain.
Those
who bound their master the devil.
And
some of the angels, they
are
led by angel Abaddon. And they say, you know what we have to do? Let's lie to the people.
Satan, the Abaddon.
Therefore, is the one called the Abaddon.
They
call him to bind us.
Even
here we have those books. Brethren brought these books here.
He told
them these are books of the devils. The one who bows, he binds the devil. Angel the bottomless pit.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Katusome ku bikuru ya mwenda.
Let's read Revelation 9.
Ku bikuru ya sura ya mwenda olinyo lwe 10 n'olumu.
Revelation 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo malaika w'obunya obutakoma. Erinnya mu Lwebulaniya Abaddon. Nemulionani alina erinnya Apoloni.
Oh no,
this one,
Malaika Abaddon,
angel Abaddon,
yeah,
is the one who leads all the angels
under the devil.
Revelation 20, he bound the devil.
Now,
when did he become a devil himself?
Now,
there is a book. It's of the redeemed church, I hear.
We are
against the church, but we are against the falsehood in there. It says
that
Abaddon is the name of the devil.
Yet
the one who got Lucifer to bind him.
There
are not only those, many
others.
They are even the Jehovah's. Even some of you, in your beliefs where you come from, in the salvation we don't want to know,
you are
born again, you stagnated.
You
don't want to know. If you
don't
want to, you are to get destroyed. For in Hosea 4, God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Now
you go
and
Abaddon
Satan
the devil, go from
under
you, and you will rot. They will slap you and rot. He slapped King Herod and he
rot
just to speak as God. You are accusing the servant of God, and you call him a devil, rather.
Lord,
I did not know. The Bible says ignorance never makes you innocent. Now you read those wrong books. We are the new generation with the full knowledge of God, the truth of all things.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Malaika,
the angel,
akulira,
who leads the bottomless pit.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
A number you have,
their number.
Abakora you.
Those working in the pits.
Revelation
9:16. Let's read.
Okubikulira sura ya mwenda onyiro 19.
Revelation 9:16.
No muwendo gweje eliyebagala abembalasi. Obukumi. Kakumi, emirundi ebiri. Nempuliro muendo gwabwe.
Bali number.
They are totaling
billion
to
200 billion
of them.
Bamalaika
angels of death with the chains.
And they work with hell. They two move together. Death and hell.
But
when we speak of death, the angel of death, he doesn't just want to get spirits from the bodies. He even kills the plans of the crafty. Find someone who's going to be bewitching you, and he makes them fall mad. You're going to bewitch the child of God. He makes them fall mad. After a week, it takes the madness from you, and you've given it on earth. Bible says it makes priests fall mad. You know the ones who can do that? The angel of death. Roots whatever God never planted. And everything he never built. He killed the plans of the crafty. When you speak in your death, you think just spirits from their bodies. He intervenes in many other works. One day he works with the angels of fire. Those in the sixth group, we have to study things. They were looking for Elisha, and they told him he was being renewed his youth. He had nothing like a bald head. Angel of death, he can kill your sense of seeing and you see things different. And you find Pastor Boster with hair and the head is filled with hair. The man I saw was bald. But we see him as he is. You have just up your sides.
Church
has to get to his glory.
Someone
going to bewitch a child of God.
Watch
me be in the church. I can't accept
you.
I've been seeing that it's not been in the church. They bewitched you. These who killed the plans of the craft, where were they? It means they have never served you. Okay, tell me it was a test. They walked forward to the one who was doing it to you. They fight the devil in the person. If you have a devil in you, they will snatch him from you, but they will leave you wounds of bats. You who works with the devil,
we
are not going to send Abaddon to you.
We
are going to send Abaddon to get the devil out of you. But you have to remain with the wounds the devil has left in you. And you know that it's wrong to work with the devil. They have told us their number.
Billion,
200 billion. Why do you want to fight alone?
The
angels are having a chain, send them.
Like
the demons in the space. Those who be in the mountains, in the valleys, in the heads of people, in the gods, in the trees. The demons hiding in trees. They say the tree is of the demon. You reach there, call Abaddon to get it.
The devil,
when they were chased from heaven,
and
they threw them from this door. They came from Jerusalem and they put them
down.
Abaddon waited for them here.
And
sought for them. And they hid in the rocks. And they looked for them. Abaddons can turn into anything, objects.
You
go and see of them there. They walk with them. They are moving two of them.
To
kill the plans of the crafty.
We're not going to fear to serve the truth. We have a guarantee in the name of Jesus. Apostle is speaking that they will come for you. Those who kill the plan of the prophet, where are they? God tells him, makes Egyptians fight with their Egyptians. As they are coming, he confuses them. You know, they are becoming for Pastor Dan.
Yakobo
and James
Nagundi
and some of these colleagues of them, and they turn them as the ones they are looking for. You're going to look for enemies. You see a terrorist of Kony, a rebel. And they have confused them. Angels in the fourth group.
I
don't know what you used to study in church. What did you study? You are into making noise. The whites have that proverb that the empty make a lot of unnecessary noise. Let me tell you, we shouted over nothing. You attack what? You're going to fight with what? You're going to find it where? And the answer, you have it? I don't understand what I've been fighting. I teach you how
to fight.
I have the Lord of hosts. I have
seven
groups of angels. I get them to serve you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Jesus. We
too,
they told us we began.
And
we stand in
Murumba Mubisaka.
We attack the devil in the thickets.
No, what don't you know before
a tree? Imagine the devil.
No, because
you begin
to
beat it, cane it 300 whips.
You are
beating the devil. If you want him to be beaten, send Abaddon. He beats with a chain. The beatings of them.
Gets
demons in the shrines and he beats them. And he said, we shall not come to that shrine again. You know to hear beating in the shrine. Demons crying. But Abaddon entered the shrine with his chains, his web big and beating. And the wizard too feels he can't stand
it.
What is beating my demons?
I don't
know he has his horse. The head is of a lion. Sometimes he puts the chain in the fire, in the mouth of a lion. And he boils it with fire. And he beats when it is hot coals. People who beat in the shrines.
Those who have those shrines, you face the problem. Even you have advanced shrines, you speak of religions. You false prophets.
The
false apostles and pastors. You wait for that. There is no reason for that. God is tired of reasoning with you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The truth. The angels in the fourth group responsible in binding the demons in the fallen angels. Those we call the fallen angels. For in Jude chapter 1,
it's
still one book of Jude. Let's read Jude 6. The angels, most of them, a portion of them just from heaven, they were born in the pits of hell, even the devil himself. But they were bound them. They are these angels, based on the chains, those working under the spirit of power.
Jude
6:1-6.
Ne bamalayika abataa ku mabukulu waabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini abakumira mu njegere z'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
The
bottomless pit,
hell,
the prison of God.
They
invite you there to the day of judgment. That will happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
So
you don't expect a demon to leave hell and get back on
earth.
What you have to do is cause them to be bound.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
they will be calling you. I went in hell.
And
I said demons are coming from hell. Those have been under the ocean. Right now they are under the ocean. According to Ezekiel 27, verses 1 to 5, their main base is in the Bermuda Triangle. Where there is that mast of them which captures fleas to disappear from there. The Americans work with them. That's why most powers of darkness come from America these days. The Chinese and the others, they work with the fallen angels, those you call the aliens. They appear as demons over clans. They even come on heads of the living and they claim to be your late relatives. Most of them, you hear that they went to heaven and they went even in hell and they found the devil living in hell. Have you seen a thief given to leave a prison?
Yes, Lord. Jude 1:6
says,
the
angels who never kept their dominion, they are bound in the pits.
Is the
devil who turned against his angels and bound them?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
There are
angels in this mission.
Now,
people who lie to you,
they
went to hell. And that's what
get them.
The demons coming from there to attack the church. They have been under the ocean.
Now,
they've been coming from there.
They have been
out with many fallen angels.
Those
who follow their gospels to perfect church. The rightful hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, when they imprison you, to the day of judgment.
You're
not born again. There are things which you do not perfected in truth. The demon of my forefather attacked me in the night.
It
means he wasn't bound in hell. Yes?
Fallen
angels appear as demons of your
life.
If they find you in hell, you can't get from there.
And
you've been beating scarecrows. You beat a demon of your father instead of beating a fallen angel. Tell
a
fallen angel appears like my forefather.
Like
the
door
of the chains. They put a scarecrow on
him.
A demon of your
father. He
is in hell. What they are doing to him? Beating him.
Here they picked
you. You think is the same? Is the one?
We
want not truth of all things.
What do you want to say?
Microphone.
Oh,
I had a pastor in Mutundwe. And he taught people. He told them, my children, many demons on the world. Because every evil person, when they die, they become a demon. We are not abusing pastors. Some things are not perfected in the church. They have totally been perverted. They are not in enough lights.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, we
are
state of salvation, speaking of hell.
And
if you go to hell, they become demons. They don't go to hell. People let them sin and be in the world. And they trouble people. Hell is working.
For
in Luke 16. Verse 19 to down. The rich man when he died, he reached in hell. And they said he could not leave that place. When they bind in hell, it's bottomless pit. Until the day of judgment, they will get you from there. And you will be judged. And you will pass through the lake of fire after. In hell, you are on remand.
And
you have been convicted yet not sentenced. And on remand, you're on punishment there.
Now,
that man, what did he speak?
I don't
want even to speak of his name, for it's so ashamed. When we speak of the gospel of the kingdom of God,
in
the light of knowledge,
anyone
who dies, they become what when they're evil? We stop preaching hell to people. For they will die and become demons, room the world. They will not fall in hell. And we who keep right and his wife, we keep it. Let's see. For
they
hell, we are going to become demons. I pity them so much. Those with that mindset. When you're going to fear the day you get from the body. They said he has the light, is lighting and over and tell the Lord. Me, I think that light they saw is the beard of the Muslims to light for them in the Jannah.
But the
people is out there foolish without wisdom.
He
likes Muslims to grow beards.
He
will light for them in the Jannah to see clear.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Both things are like that to those people. Of ignorance, God never minds
them.
But he commands all people where they are to repent. Told us in Acts 17, from verse 19 unto 30. He commands all people to repent. To repent and get to the truth. That which is perfected. Become a false prophet doesn't come from far.
Don't
become a false apostle. Become a false teacher. Or a false pastor. It doesn't come from far.
If you don't speak
the words of God, they are truthfulness. You
can
be a false pastor any moment.
But
they are choosing Isaiah 48, verse 1 to 5.
That
they speak of you, but not in truth, and not in righteousness.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. In 2 Peter,
Esura,
chapter 2, verse 4. Angels who never kept their dominion in heaven, when they were chased from there, most of them were bound by Angel Abaddon and his group. But those who remained,
they
put in the hands of the church and
they
were given authority to cast the demons and cause them to be bound. What we bind on earth is what they do to bind in heaven. Like we study it. Let's read in Peter.
Peter, ekyokubiri, esula yakubiri olunyo olwokuna.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
Kuba oba Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona. Naye n'abasula mu lukonko, n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza, okubakuumira omusango. Era natasonyi wansi eyedda, naye naawonya Nuwa, omuwulizi w'obutuukirivu.
Bamalayika basinga
abatadde
mu njegera bakuumira lunaku lwa
musanvu. Keeping them for the day of
judgment.
But as church,
Matthew 18:18,
we need to cause the rest to remain to be bound.
And
our angels are serving us. Like in Hebrews chapter
1,
verse 13 and 14, that angels,
their
spirits sent,
and
they are going to serve those who inherit salvation.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. In their groups, they are like that. As we wind up today,
most,
we shall know it on Thursday and Friday.
Next
Sunday,
we
are going to see another group of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we shall finish them on Thursday and the Friday.
This
whole group, we shall have covered it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. This is their way. According to the seven spirits. Revelations 8 from verse
1.
Revelations 8 verse
1. Revelations 8 verse 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These commanders, they are seven of their trumpets.
One
holding the fourth trumpet, the commander commanding angel Abaddon. Abaddon, he has someone above him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that is near to the spirit of power. The commander holding the fourth trumpet.
So,
in your prayer, you pray like this. Father Almighty, we glorify you.
We
give you the glory and honor. For you are the Lord of hosts. And we thank you.
You
prepared many armies
in
the seven groves.
Oh, our
God Almighty,
we give you
the name above all names, the heavens and earth, the name of Jesus, that you need a salvation. And we thank you.
Spirit
laden Romans 8:14 to fight with us.
The
name of Jesus.
Oh
God Almighty.
The
spirit of power. The seven spirits. Make the Holy Spirit.
It is
written in the Acts 1 chapter
8.
And the Holy Spirit will come and give you power.
Oh
King of Kings. I thank you.
The
spirit of power.
Chapter 9.
Oh Lord.
You stand as a commander as you clothe all weapons of your warfare.
How you prepared yourself before.
I don't know.
When you go in warfare, I don't know how you begin it.
You don't know even how to introduce yourself.
Just enter. Father in heaven, I introduce you from heaven, and I'm moving. Most of us don't know how to introduce ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now that angel,
Revelation 8:1-2,
on the fourth trumpet,
commanding
the fourth group of angels.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
He
commands an angel
on
the fourth power
that is
filled with every form of chains.
We're supposed to kill plants of the crafty.
Revelation 15:1-2. Let's quickly pass through. Time is left us.
Obusungu bwa Katonda mwe butuukirira.
Praise Jesus. Seven angels and the wrath of the ants.
Ati wokuna.
Now the fourth one.
Oyo go pointing up.
The one you point onto.
Nogena nogamba malaika.
And you say.
Akute byo kuwanisa ebirimu enjegere.
Angel holding balls with a chain.
Ebyonna ebitekweza abagere.
All which kill plants of the crafty.
Malaika oyo erinnya lye twalitegedde.
The angel we knew his name. In Revelation 9:11, that is angel Abaddon.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Revelation 9:11.
Let's read it again.
Revelation 9:11. Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika owunya obutakoma, erinnya mu Lwebulaniya Abaddon. Nemuliyonani alina erinnya Apoloni.
Erinnya lili lya Abaddon.
His name is Abaddon.
Bayita babiri.
They move together.
Kubikulwa sura ya mukaga olinyolo musango.
Revelation 6:7.
Malaika ona Abaddon.
This angel Abaddon.
Olumba muita magombe.
Sometimes is called hell.
Bayita nekufa.
They move with death.
Atisema yote uli.
Let's read on here.
Kubikulwa sura ya mukaga olinyolo musango.
Revelation 6:7.
Boyabembula akabonera kokuna. Nempulize eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu.
He walks in the bottomless pit. Now seven groups of angels. This is the fourth group. The commander with the fourth trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. kutwara mu Yerusalemu kyengi the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus.
But
within all, we've started on heart. They have a commander holding the fourth trumpet. They have the one leading them, Angel Abaddon. He holding the weapon of power, the fourth power.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus so much. Now the weapons of warfare, they are not of flesh and blood, but a mighty demolished stronghold.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus so much. Now know those who have those weapons, and you to stand in your commanding.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus so much.
The
other thing you have to understand, they work under the spirit of power. We are to handle them on the other day of the Thursday. And you see, the spirit of power, what he can do. In the scriptures, many in the Holy Scriptures, and they are under the spirit of power. Some of those is Job chapter 5, verses 12. He kills the plant of the crop. You want to know how they're going to help you? Those who have been plotting against your life, demons conniving with human beings, tells you how to stop those issues. How can they kill the plants they've plotted for you? How can they capture demons binding the evil spirits?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, all those who are understand them on the Thursday and the Friday. It's 4:30. We end at 8 sharp. On the Tuesday and on Wednesday, 4:30 sharp, we have begun to see the schemes of the devils. And even Wednesday is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, prepare and be around. And on Sunday, the next Sunday, from 9 sharp, we shall begin the call of the nation. That's the first service we have. Praise Jesus so much. It's going to be on every Sunday.
We
finish going the journey of heaven like
service
that
yoku.
In the second service. May God bless you.
As
we fight to survive, thank you for coming.
Lord,
lead you, we pray.
We send
armies of the chains.
Fight
all evil spirits moving on life. Those who attack your family, those who attack your house, your home, your work, those who trouble you in your dreams, in your visions, those who are
moving
now in God,
send
armies of angels
faster.
You have power. You have power.
Matthew, esura ekumi n'omunaana buli kye tunaasibanga ku nsi ky'onaasiba mu ggulu natoomala mukama tutegedde bamalayika be bakwasa ekisumuluzo okusobola okusiba emizimu nabo ku bikulu esula y'omwenda oyo olusooka mukama tutegedde malayika w'obunnyi obutakoma alina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnyi obutakoma sebakabakabakabaka tukwebaza mutonzi waffe ku bikulu esula y'amakumi abiri tutegedde malayika oyo alina enjegere okusiba emizimu natuwawaira mukama nabwe kiri leero navinda mwoyo w'amaanyi ayogerako mu isaaya esula ekumi n'emu onya olusooka n'olwokubiri aye ketunavumu esigwa katuli wansi w'omwoyo w'amaanyi olwekyawandiikibwa bigulaba tuva esula esooka olunyolwomunaana tumeye omwoyo mutukulu bwalijja alibawo amaanyi sebo ketunavumu esigwa nga tumaze okuweebwa amaanyi obuyinza obutuwaba matayo kumi nti mbawadde obuyinza okubaba emizimu tutegedde mukama natwinejjere bamalayika abali ku saidi yaffe okulwanisa abo nabwe kyawandiikibwa mbase kabaka ekyokubiri esula y'omukaaga onyola ekumi n'esatu bayibuli ng'egamba abali ku saidi yaffe bangi okusinga abo abali mu nsi tutegedde mukama ejjere bamalayika ab'enjegere abalina omuduumizi ali mu kubikulirwa esula y'omunaana onyola olusooka n'olwokubiri malayika akutte ekkondeere ey'okuna tukusaba oduumire ejjere bamalayika abalina ebyokulwanisa byaffe ebyogeddwako bakolisa ekyokubiri esula yekkome enyolwokuna ebyokulwanisa byaffe siyambina musaayi neeri amaanyi n'okumenya ebigo tukumejjere bamalayika abali mu kubikulirwa esula ekumi n'ettaanu malayika akutte ekibya ekyokutaanu malayika w'enjegere ali mu kubikulirwa abiri onyolusooka n'olwokubiri eyasiba sitaani nataali mu kubikulirwa esula ey'omwenda onyola ekumi n'olumu malayika w'enjegere tukutuma n'ekibinja kyo ekya bamalayika b'enjegere okuyitamu okusaggula n'okusovota emizimu ekibadde mu bwengula ekibadde gyalumba ekkanisa wonna wonna mu linnya erya yesu omwana katonda omulamu muyite mumusaggule nabu zakariya esula esooka onyola ekumi n'omunaana n'olwekumi n'omwenda muyite mureka bedoni enjegere okusiba emizimu ekibadde mu bwengula waffe emizimu ekibadde giruma mu byoto tuma yagira tumegire kuma malayika w'omukama wali okuweereza wali okuweereza tolema kutuma tolema sindika jeeryo bayibuli egambye ebulani esula esooka onyola ekumi n'esatu nola ekumi n'ennya bamalayika gyemyoyo egitumibwa nga gigenda okuweereza abadde nosikira obulokozi tumegere bamalayika likuweereze okusira emizimu ekibala ekyaluma omulamu ekyaluma efamireyo ekyaluma omuweereza obuli bulamu obwo ekyaluma emirimu gyo ekyaluma ezaddeyo ekyaluma efamireyo tumegere bamalayika b'enjegere okusira emizimu ajjaga mumunya obutakoma okutuwa ku naku lw'omusango namujuudi emu onyola omukaaga ne bamalayika abatya ku makiribwa kyabwe bakumira omujegereza ekizigiza wansi mu bunnya era ne mupita ekyokubiri esula ey'okubiri olunya olwokuna tumegere bamalayika b'enjegere okusiba emizimu okugisaggula bayibuli egamba tosobola kuyingira mu nyumba y'owamaani n'oyonona emirimu gyo okugjako ng'osoose n'okwata n'osiba emizimu nagalaga nosiba tumegere bamalayika basiba bamalayika balina enjegere okusiba emizimu amanyira ekizikiza agalumba okwolesibwako agalumba ebirooto ebirikulamu omu agalumba ebyo byagala okutuukiriza nga tonnaba kuva mu biri muno ebiri mutuukirivu tumegere bamalayika biike mu birooto byo n'enjegere okusiba emizimu ekibala kyakulumba ekibala kikuyingirayingiramu ekibala kikusitowereza ekibala kikutiisa mu birooto byo mukolesebwa ku mirimu gyo yonna tumale bamalayika abo okukwata emizimu kukisiba mulunya butakoma okutuwa ku naku olw'omusango mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu omwoyo omutukuvu mwesigwa tumejjero lisigaleyo bayibuli egamba mu yesu esula yekkome nti yesu n'ayagamba enjuba n'omwezi biyimirire okutuuka nga tumaze okuwangula ne kaakano tugamba ejjere malayika b'enjegere malayika badooni muyimirire paka nga tuwangude mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu musigaleyo namufafadde emizimu mukikwate mukisibe ne bamalayika abaago abalabikira mizimu gyebika abeefuula emizimu gy'abaafa abeefuula emizimu gy'abaafa mubakwate musire okutuwa ku nnaku lw'omus
judgment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our faithful God. We glorify you. Give
him
the coroner honor.
Give
you the best up there.
Serve
our. Be on the top.
Even
the church of God. We are more than